Podcast today's show at rte.ie/todaywithseanaroorke.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Well, now we are going to Inside Out. It's the new Disney Pixar animated film that tackles the complex issues around children's emotions and the way in which they function mentally. The film centres on 11-year-old Riley as she faces up to the challenge of moving home and leaving her childhood friends behind. Inside her head, we find five key emotions: joy, sadness, disgust, anger and anxiety, who battle to control her mind and behaviour. And we can hear some of those characters in this clip.
Ever wonder why you feel the way you do? Well, get to know your emotions. When everything in your life is going your way, that's when joy takes control. This is Joy. With an unstoppable spirit and unbeatable energy, Joy brings a smile to your face and oh, who cares? Let's party! When life gets you down, that's when sadness takes over. This is Sadness. With a caring touch and a kind heart, Sadness leaps into action to let you... I said Sadness leaps into action. Sadness? Oh, Sadness. When things go wrong, anger is there. This is Anger. He will make sure the world knows anger is in control. But what you really need to watch out for is when he's out of control. When the unexpected is staring you in the face, fear is there to keep you safe. With speed and wisdom, fear assesses the situation and settles your nerves in his own special way. He's got this. Thank you, fear. Get to know all your emotions with Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
So that's a taste of the film there. It's an ambitious film. It was made with significant input from psychology and neurology experts. It has opened to great critical acclaim. But how exactly are children reacting to it? Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by psychoanalytical psychotherapist Colm Nochter and by Dave Robbins, a journalist and father of Grace, age 10. You're both very welcome. Thanks very much indeed for joining us and indeed for going along to see the film. It's quite a complicated film, isn't it? I mean, there's no kind of straightforward storyline like you would have had in Tangled or Frozen or any of the other recent animated films. Colm, what did you make of it?
I loved it. I saw a trailer for this some months ago, and we got in St. Patrick's. A few colleagues and myself got really interested in this, so we got in touch with Disney and saw it about 6 weeks ago. So we kind of got to a preview of it. So it's had time to soak in for me. I was just fascinated. It was such a brave thing to take on. I mean, the whole idea of articulating emotion is that unspoken. It's really hard to articulate, to talk about. And I kept saying, I bet you they won't deal with sadness. They did. They won't deal with the unconscious. They did. They went everywhere with this. And I thought it was really, really good. It's a difficult movie to watch. And as an adult, I had, you know, something in my eye towards the end of it that I had to get out, because it deals with really kind of emotional and tough stuff, but it deals with it in a way that only Pixar can, with wonderful articulation of the story. And I'm not surprised this movie took 5 years to make, and they did run into lots of difficulties trying to articulate something so complex. But
I thought they did a fantastic job. Even the subconscious, the and the way you kind of lose memories as you go on, I thought it was all really cleverly done. I was just reading something at the weekend. They did an awful lot of research on this. They didn't just kind of make it up. They brought in the experts. They had apparently that huge fights about whether or not love should have been a key emotion. You know, deciding which five emotions they were going to focus on was quite a difficult task. Do you think they were right in what they picked, Colm?
I think they were. I mean, they dealt with five emotions. Fear, anger, disgust, joy and sadness.
I was kind of surprised at disgust.
I think it was important there. I mean, shame and disgust, and the way in which we feel about shame and disgust, people would say is at the cornerstone of anxiety. You know, our shame in ourselves, our self-esteem. And so disgust plays a real protective role in this, and she's kind of sassy and she's kind of angry in the way in which we should be, rather than self-denigrating and giving ourselves a hard time. But I loved the piece where there was no joy without sadness. It's interesting that four of the five emotions can be seen as negative, but what they've done in this is they haven't made them negative. Anger has a purpose. Fear has a purpose. They're there to protect you. And I think what it's most important about this movie is the way in which society has gone, we're not tolerating sadness. And it articulates that wonderfully in the movie. Up until 11, sadness has no role. She's pushed out. She's kept in a circle. She's silenced. But as the movie goes on, she has almost like a heroine role, and as we find out more about her, she's much more deep character than that. And children need to know that sadness is part of life, and we can overprotect children from negative emotion and sadness. And it's at 11, 12, that kind of tween age years, that they can't really hide from it anymore.
It was the kind of key journey, wasn't it?
It was.
The journey was sadness's journey to centre stage almost in the child's life, and how it helped her to deal with what she was going through. Now, you brought your daughter Grace along, Dave. How did she find it? She's 10 years old, is that right?
She's 10 years old. She loved it. Disgust was her favourite character. And I was saying, I sort of sat her down afterwards and shone the bright light in her face and put on my Dr. Anthony Clare tweed jacket with the elbow patches and tried to quiz her about it. She loved the sort of sassiness of Disgust. She liked the fact, for instance, when Riley is a kid, they're trying to feed her broccoli and Disgust is the one that goes, hold on, what is that? I was asking her about, you know, the idea that you can have two emotions at the same time. I mean, the film is really brilliant in that it kind of gets more, the concepts get more complicated as the movie goes along. And I was saying, do you ever have two emotions at the same time? And she sort of looked at me, oh yeah. Anger and disgust, Dad.
Looking straight into your eyes.
But there's a great character of Riley's imaginary friend called Bing Bong. And there's a bit in the movie where joy and sadness are kind of out of the control center, and they're in the bit where memories are stored and memories are lost. And the memory of the childhood, imaginary childhood friend, is beginning to disintegrate. And we both, I'm afraid, sort of had a little weep at that bit. That was,
I tell you, you weren't the only ones. I went to it with my 6 and an 8-year-old, and at that point when Bing Bong was dying, children were audibly sobbing in the auditorium, including my own 6-year-old. I mean, I thought it was quite tough going for younger children emotionally. My two kids came out quite kind of, it had been hard for them. You could see there are complex ideas in there. And I was speaking to some other people over the weekend who felt that for 6, 7, 8-year-olds, it might be a little bit too much. What do you reckon, Coleman?
Yeah, but I think emotionality is hard. And I think it is hard to kind of prepare ourselves so that where I think the real opportunity here is, before, it's really hard to talk to children about emotions. It's one, as a therapist, it's a real challenge to try and get them to just say, I feel sad. I don't know what that is about. And I can't articulate it. There's no template for it. This movie gives us a template. So, you know, when there's a scene where mum and dad are at the dinner table and she's angry and upset, and they're all at the control centre in headquarters. They're kind of taking over, and I think joy and sadness are gone at this stage, so it's all a bit chaotic. But to even ask about that articulation of something in our head, everything is focused at interpersonal communication, me and you. Very little is said about me and me, that conversation I have with myself, which is starting as 8, 9, 10, 11, you're starting to get more sophisticated. Relationships are getting a bit more complex. It's not all good and bad. People are a bit of both. You know, I like this part of you, but not that. It goes from kind of goodies and baddies, cops and robbers. And this movie just brings you into that in a way that you have to kind of absorb it. And I think because it's hard or difficult doesn't mean we should shy away from it, because I think it is about facing sadness, facing fear, facing anxiety and trying
think,
to understand it.
You know, the personification of the emotions, the red anger, for example, I mean, using that with children, do you think that makes it a lot easier for them to understand how you're feeling maybe at times, anger, but also how they're feeling themselves, that they can visualise what's going on?
I think so, because I think it is about noticing anger in ourselves. And if I can have an imaginary, almost a metaphor for that, it's really, really useful, because anger is not something that I have to be fearful of. Anger serves a purpose as well. It gets my point across, or it's very normal, it's very normative. And I just think talking about those things with small children, especially the 11, 12s, hitting end of primary school, getting into secondary school, there's so much going on. Children just don't have that vocabulary. This may give them a vocabulary to have a conversation with parents.
So you'd certainly recommend it for children.
I think go see it as a family. Have a conversation afterwards and use the template as you go to kind of get to the bottom of some stuff that might be happening for both of you, because parents have voices in their head too, and that's really well executed in the movie too.
It's interesting, Dave, isn't it? I mean, the way in which animation has moved, when you look back to kind of the Mickey Mouse, the very simple Disney films that we began with, and they're getting increasingly more complex and dealing with some really difficult issues. I mean, Frozen, I suppose, was, you know, be who you are, don't pretend to be what other people want you to be. Tangled, Brave. We've had all kinds of films that have explored issues of children's lives that really novels, literature, fairy tales didn't go near before.
We have, and parts of this reminded me, there's a great sequence in Up where
Up was one of the first, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he's looking back at the story of his marriage and how and so on, which was a really moving sequence. But I've never seen anything as complex as this. Most of them are pretty upbeat, happy affairs, whereas this is really complex stuff, and bits of it keep coming back to you. And you think about various the subtleties that were put in. I mean, I was asking Grace at the end, what do you think the film was about? And she said, well, it was about that it's okay to be sad sometimes. And that was
so she totally got that.
Yeah, she. I mean, there's joy is always trying to jolly things along, say it's going to be fantastic. Forget about all that negative
sadness,
stuff.
Go away. Go away. Stand in that circle.
But as it goes on, you kind of realise there's a memory that Riley has of being tossed in the air by her hockey friends, and Joy thinks that's a really happy memory. And it turns out that it's not because they won anything; it's because they're trying to cheer her up after she lost something. So the original memory was both sad and joyful. And I think that's really kind of a subtle thing to be able to bring off in a film like this.
And we should say there's a lot of humour in the film.
Yeah.
I mean, it's laugh out loud funny at times. It's not all kind of tough going. And
there's wonderful explanations as to why we forget things and why a tune might come back into our head repeatedly. As Pixar does, it can mix the dark with the light wonderfully. But I just don't think this is a kids' movie. I just think it's a movie.
It's a family movie. Mm. It's for all of us. And the closing sequence, I thought, was a real, you know, the movie does bring you to some quite sad, some even dark places, and they really make it better with the closing sequence. So stay in your seat for that, where you get an insight into how all kinds of brains work. But listen, we'll leave it there. The Inside Out, it just opened on Friday, so it'll be in cinemas across the country, I presume, for the next few weeks. But Dave Robbins and Coleman Nocter, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. And now at 11 o'clock, we're going over to Brian Jennings in the newsroom.